Right now, it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Lennoxville, Quebec.
Hey, how are things in Quebec?
Things are lovely in Quebec, despite the rain.
Oh, I understand. Now, do you actually listen to our show in Quebec? Is it broadcast there?
Yes. We're close enough to the Vermont border that we can listen to through VPR, but I use the podcast.
When we're broadcasting in Quebec, am I immediately followed by someone saying the same thing in French?
That would make it twice as interesting, but no.
Oh, I just thought that automatically happened when you get to Canada. I wish so.
No, not quite.
Oh, well. Well, Elizabeth, it's very nice to have you with us. Now, you, of course, are going to play this game where you have to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Elizabeth's topic?
Mickey, Minnie, I need to see you in my office.
Disney's Magic Kingdom, in which happiness is not only encouraged but enforced, is going through some changes. This week we heard about a very important change in how Disneyland will work going forward. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about how things are going to be a bit different at the happiest place on Earth. Choose the real story. You'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
Absolutely.
All right, first let's hear from Paul Prevenza.
Disneyland will no longer be dedicating staff just to scan riders on Splash Mountain who feel the need to flash for the cameras at the end of the ride. It's been an ongoing game for some women to whip off their tops and have their photos displayed where riders buy the souvenir pictures after the ride. This place needs bare breasts, said one flashing enthusiast, if it really wants to call itself the happiest place on Earth. Disney claims the move to use its staff for other more important purposes is justified, as in the past 10 years, actual inappropriate behavior by guests is rare.
So, those of you who like to flash your breasts at the end of Splash Mountain, you can get away with it now because they're stopped watching for you. Your next story of a change of the Magic Kingdom comes from Amy Dickinson.
Generations of children have thrilled to the slow-speed pleasures of the famous Dumbo ride at Disneyland, but starting this summer, the candy-colored elephants won't be flying the friendly skies over Anaheim. Disney's decided to dismantle the ride and replace it with a thrill ride they're calling the Hannah Montana Experience. In it, children of all ages can virtually pretend they're singing in a concert, posing for the paparazzi, and enjoying unlimited costume changes. Kara Swisher, new Disney vice president for acquisitions, landed in Goofy's doghouse this week for blogging. She said, I don't get Dumbo. What does Dumbo stand for? What's Dumbo's motivation? I look at Dumbo and just think, trans fats. No one wants to think about trans fats at Disneyland. Hannah, she's cool. She's young. She looks good.
No more Dumbo. Some more Hannah. Your last story of things being different at Disney comes from Paula Poundstone.
The Imagineers at Disneyland have found a way to raise the happy meter one more notch. Snow White and her forest friends will be cleaning the bathrooms. The bathroom experience at Disneyland, although excellent, has never been magical, says spokeswoman Shelby Sterling. And let's face it, who cleans better than Snow White? Snow White herself will clean the sinks, refill foaming soap, distribute hand towels, mop, and of course, whistle while she works in the ladies' room. The actual toilet cleaning and trash removal will be done by her forest friends, the birds and chipmunks, whose tails are retractable for easy turning in the stalls. The men's rooms will be attended solely by the forest friends, as they have no male characters that clean.
All right, then. If you go to Disneyland sometime soon, you will discover one of these three changes. The first from Paul Prevenza, that the employees are no longer checking to see if people are flashing the cameras at the end of Splash Mountain, as they have for 10 years, because people have just stopped doing it. The second from Amy Dickinson, the Dumbo ride, soon to be gone to be replaced by a Hannah Montana attraction. Or from Paula Poundstone, the people cleaning the bathrooms, it's Snow White and her forest friends. Which of these is the real story about a change at the Disney theme park?
Well, I think I'm going to have to go with Paul's query about they're stopping checking for the topless renegades.
Really?
Yeah. It makes it a little more fun.
Makes it a little bit more fun. Okay. That's your choice, yeah. Then, is Paul's story of the end of Flasher Watch at Splash Mountain. Well, to
Definitely.
Bring you the story, we spoke to an expert on Disneyland.
Well, Disney's dumping its camera cops. Lots of companies are cutting back, and Disney decided it didn't want to spend the money to have one person deleting inappropriate photos before they came up on the screen.
Well, there you are. So, interesting news. That was Robert Niles, who's the editor of the blog ThemeParkInsider.com, talking about people flashing the ride cameras at Disneyland. Congratulations. It was so much interesting news here. First of all, Paul wins a point for being truthful.
Yay.
Secondly, you, Elizabeth, have won our prize, Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Lastly, if you've ever wanted to flash the camera at Splash Mountain, now is the time.
Excellent.
Well done.
Perfect.
Thank you so much for playing, Elizabeth.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.